Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump scheduled to visit the U.S. state of Texas on Tuesday. The coastal area of that state continues to be pounded with heavy rain from Tropical Storm Harvey, which made landfall late Friday as a Category 4 hurricane. Houston, Texas, the nation's fourth largest city, is getting the heaviest of the rainfall so far. Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke about rescue and relief efforts when he appeared on Fox News Sunday.
As people can see, the flooding in Houston is dramatic. Some people will recall Tropical Storm Allison that devastated Houston in 2001, and this looks like somewhat of a replication of that. We're working to save lives and to keep as many people safe as possible in the Houston area, but at the very same time, we are conducting search and rescue missions where the hurricane hit near the Corpus Christi and Rockport areas.
More than 60 centimeters of rain have fallen in Houston so far. Some areas could see close to 130 centimeters of rain later in the week. Storm is expected to move slowly toward Houston by Wednesday, its center that is, and could form again over the Gulf of Mexico before impacting the state of Louisiana. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has warned the migrant crisis in Libya is adversely affecting his country. Mr. Bashir said illegal migration and human trafficking is causing instability and insecurity. Sudanese leader hosted the prime ministers of Libya's government of national accord, that's Fayez al-Sarraj. This is VOA News. Iraqi